Ghosty Shocks and the Three Scares by Lawrence Anholt.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
It was a dark and stormy night. Three bears were moving into an old house in a spooky forest. Their terrible howls echoed through the trees and terrified the people of the nearby village. There was a huge, hairy daddy bear howl. Whoa! A middle-sized mummy bear howl. You! And a terrible teeny-weeny baby bear howl. The more the villagers heard, the more nervous they became. A story went round that their new neighbours were vampire bears. I can't bear that howling. Great sharp teeth they have.
Thanks for the warning.
The people of the village refused to go near the forest, and visitors would find them pale and trembling.
Aren't you going to shake hands?
They're already shaking, thank you.
There was one girl who was more afraid than anyone. The slightest squeak made her jump. Even the tiniest spider made her scream. When anyone asked her name, she would reply, "It's Glenda Gobstopper." "No, Good King Wenceslas." "No, Ghosty Shocks." Two things frightened Ghosty Shocks more than anything else in the world. The first was the dark, dangerous...